Test Zion Shvat, Tuesday the 11th of February, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Weinberg, Chizuk B'Torah.
Chodesh Ashlishi, the parsha of this parsha Sisoi, Vaisu Merfidim. So the Chaim HaKodesh is Masbir, Vaisu Merfidim. This is one of the Yesoides from Kavola Zatoire. Vaisu Merfidim means to go away from Rifyon. Yeah, Rifyon is a loss of Shvachkeit. And yeah, Vaisu Merfidim. Linsoya, to take you away from the Rifyon, Azoy, this is a Yesod, how to, Azoy, Azoy to steigen in lernen. Yeah, a lot of people finished Shas and started Baruch Hashem again. A kleine nekude, the name, the first Tanne, the name of, in the Mishnah, was, is the Heilige Tanne, Rav Lezer ben Horkenitz. Meimas vaykoy rishma ba'avi is divrei Rav Lezer. Why? Don't know why, but we'll try to explain. Rabbeinu HaKodesh took the name, yeah, took the memre from Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenus and started the Shas with Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenus. What's the Shas from them? Could be the Damuire di Kamkes. We spoke already about it. Whoever remembers the history of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenus was 28 years old when he started to learn Torah. He was 28 years old when he started to learn Torah. He said his father, Choshko Nafshi B'Torah. His father told him, da, feile Strickel, you're lazy, you don't want to work, you don't want to do nothing. Choshko Nafshi B'Torah. He was 28 years old. Zog der Pirke der Rabbi Eliezer, also ich hätte im Andres, he was fasting for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. In Gemara steht, that you can't. 7 days. Sorry. 7 days is makin oisa v'yoich al alte. Aber so steht die Pirke der Rabbi Eliezer, for 2 weeks he was fasting. And a standard to see the Malachamores came to him at Yohan Novi. And asking him, Bni, Loma to Misane Veboiche, why are you crying? Why are you fasting? It's a Choshko Nafshi B'Torah. Oh, this home? No problem. Come, I will give you a letter, go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I go to learn by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the yeshiva. He came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sees with the Amlotz brief, yeah, with a letter from Eliyahu Novi, send up Meloike Mosso, yeah, Zetzach, Zetzach. The way he looks at him. Steht also ich steht. No, you know, yeah. Selbst, Stickeltere, Zadrosche. No, 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 no. I don't know nothing. Ich verstehe, yeah, honor also, yes, okay. Aber, Eppes, no, Eppes, I don't know nothing. He looks at the letter again. Leonov is writing a very nice letter about you. I don't know nothing. So, you know what? So which Indian are you learning? Rebbe, loilo madati, I can go nish. Here state the medrash that even a broche he could not say normally. Even a broche. He was 28 years old and he couldn't, so I asked him, you're not mechas v'sholem. Birkas amozen, kriya shmein, shmon esre, everything, I'm listening, I'm yoitze, and azoy machich. Ribboine dal mekule. He started to learn, there everyone knows, yeah, after a few months, at kedikach, during Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, moine shvochov shel talmidov, what was the shvach he said on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sorry, said on Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenus. What was the shvach he said on Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenus? Boil zud she'einoi me'abed tipo. It changed everything with the Bakoshe Lelimud HaTorah. He wanted so much to learn, it changed. He was azoy shver. I'll call upon him. He was 28 years old when he started to learn. Verstehe nicht. Oben Rabab, the Gemara in Sukkot of Chof Chesom Adalef, says the Gemara, Miyomai, Omar Rablazer said on himself, Miyomai, no in my life, Kidmani, Odo Lebeis HaMedrash, I was the first Zid, Miyomai. Miyomai, I don't know how to translate it, Rabbi Yankel.
From when I was born.
From when? Miyomai, from when I was born. All my life. Yeah, all my life, Loi Kidmani Odom Lebeis HaMedrash. I was the first one in Beis HaMedrash all my life. When? Till 28 he was gonished.
He didn't come to
space. Gewaldig. Gewaldig. Says Rablezer in Benoknes had two birthdays. He had the birthday days when he born, and he had the new birthday the day he started to learn Torah. Anaya Leben. Of M. Zogtman, the Rabbein HaKodesh started with Rablezer ben Hokenus, with this Mishnah, yeah? It's, you know, we're starting now, yeah? They say the Magidei Shurim, they say, yeah, for the Broches Gemara, we need a lot of Gemaras. Shabbos, Eruv Uvet, Klena, yes? No, we need to know that when we're starting to learn Torah, we're born now. But then, yes, Gibon, Givon, Nochamon. Yes? Sanaya Leben. It's not the same. It's not that I also have a Shira, I also have Kvizitim La Torah. Sanaya Leben. But a little bit deeper than it. The Gemara says, Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Gemara Nedor. Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mashar Shechinosoi Elo Al Chochom Gibor Vosher. Gibor Minayim. For whether we know that Kedei to have Ashras Ashkena Unity by Gibor. Says the Gemara Ma'ar HaKoyen. Ara Kohen was a Gibor Chai. Frag the Gemara, for whether you know that Ara Kohen was a Gibor Chai. So the Gemara, yeah. State, Ara Kohen made Tnufe on 22,000 Levim in one day. You know what it means? Yeah, you tried to pick up 22,000 Levim, every Levi like a Lulev. Yeah, my Lumato Milu and put him down, yeah? He does not a Mishunah Dike Gibor. A Gibor? The biggest giver the world cannot see Shmach. Why? I will tell you, Poshe Zeh Poshe. I don't know if it was in 12 hours only by day or in 24 hours. Even we will say in 24 hours, take out the calculator, you can figure it out. It was 8 seconds a mensch. And if it was only by day, it was be Pashne, say Yoim in Toyre means only by day, was 12 seconds a mensch. A 4 seconds. The biggest, you take the biggest giver to take every 4 seconds. Yeah? But there are cloud, 70, 80 kilos. Pick him up. It's a Schmeigler. Elamai, it was a Gvur Eloikis. It was a ness. So where is the big Gvur here? Where is the big Gvur? Moshe Rabbeinu, says Chazal, was a big giver. He was making the krashe Mishkon. Shtei beferes that Moshe himself could not make it. Only it was a ness. So vui de gvure. Says the Medrash that by Makas Shchin, Paroi was nidham from the gvure from Moshe Vehar. What happened? They took Piach HaKivshon, Piach is ash, yes, and Meloichof Nechem Uzroko Yashomaimu. And they took it, and they Bozoirek, and it came till to the sky. You tried one to Suvav ash? That's it. The biggest Gibel Sheboilu, yes, is to take his most concentration with a. It's his portion, it's his. Lighter than the air, and it will fall down. Yeah? It's Ishka Gvura. And if it came, Hashomayim was a ness. So what was power in his spoil so much? Why, come on, Giboirim him. Okay, and you will say, yes, it is Gvura. They were such Giboirim that they could have made even such a Gvura. Okay. We all went to school when we were young, and this is what the Rebbe told us in Cheder from kindergarten, that when Yankov Avinu came and he met Rochli Meinu, he came and had gefragt, Why are you not mashkes atzoin? Hat man gesagt, wo even gdoilo al pi abeher, and we're waiting that all roim should come together. The Rebbe said, in Chayda, the Rebbe gesagt, yeah, whoever went to kindergarten. Vayogel Yaakov, yeah, so Rashi brings as if someone takes down a pkak mouth sloiches. And the Rebbe said, the Rebbe gesagt, with a little finger, yes, he pushed away the stone. That's what he growed up. And it's Hermes. But please, I can't believe it. I can't say it. They were there, Roim, yeah, Pastachers. Stomme 20, 30, yeah, big Roim, Schwanger, why don't you know this? They can't alone. Their Altenschkeil is over 8 years old. After 14 years, he's not sleeping in a bed by Shem Voeva. He was such a Gibur Chaim that with a little finger he could, but they couldn't all together. You know what? Chaz v'sholem, you are the state of the Heilige Teure. But Achkenes is Kriv. No, and let's say, okay, you will all be saying, no, Rabbi Weib, you said, Yaakov Avinu was such a Gibur Chaim, you know. Yeah, I will bring you a Raya's in the Shriftik. When we are asking for Kodesh Baruch Hu by Tfilas Geshem, so we be asking B'schus Avrom, B'schus Yitzchok, and we're coming to B'schus Yankov, say, we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ichad Leiv, V'kol Even Malpi Be'er Mayim, Ba'avuroi Altim Namoim. What do we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where they say the Yaakov, be careful. He's such a big giver, if you will not give us Geshem. What? Because of the Gvure, but that he pushed away the stone, Yichad Leiv, yes, Vegon Even Malpi Be'er Mayim, and because of this, Ma Geshem. Pshat is very poshut. No. Ara Koyen, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him, and told him, Aharon, I want you should make tnufa on all the Levim b'yoyim echod. What would I do? Chaz v'shalom, we are all tzaddikim. If it would have happened to me, I would have said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, but I can't. How do you want I should do it? What, every 4 seconds? Avad it was a ness. Zich it was a ness. But the Kodesh Baruch is not making a nest only for this one, the one what is doing whatever he was asked. If Kodesh Baruch told me I should do this, I will not ask Kikashas. How? That's not my geschäft. I will do. For him the Kodesh Baruch makes. Veshas Moshe v'Aharon. The Kodesh Baruch told them they should take the Piach HaKivshon uzrokoi Moshe HaShomayimu. Yeah? What was the first question Moshe should say to Kodesh Baruch? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, I was in school and we can't make it because the ash is lighter than the air. It will not affect the ashes. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu says you should do it, you are doing it. Yes? Oimer Azoi, for you I am making a nest. Beshas Yankov Avinu was by the bull. And Yankov Avinu said in Zohar HaKodesh, know that his shidach needs to be alamai. He waited already over 8 years. He's 83, 84 years old. Now we see Rochel, the Shidduch needs to be right now. Memele, he didn't push away the stone. It was a mess. But when he went to push away the stone, he went with the old koiches, because this need to be done. If you're doing like this, Kodesh Baruch is making you a mess. The same is by Limud HaTorah. One of the biggest mechlishi, one of the biggest iyushis, I with Shas, like I with a pilot. How will I say? And to Chaza, and I forgot, we have 1,000 terutzim, not one. You have 1,000 ausreders, we zook men, terutzim, not excuses, not to learn. Loi olecho hamelocho ligmoer. You come, you're sleeping, machnish, come, you will see, after 3 days the Yetzora will leave you. Come, learn, see, be there, you're not understanding everything. With the time, plutzen, you will see. Why? Because you do what you need to do. I want to share with you a story a big, big chizuk. But not I wrote it. Chabasish Gilein. It happened to my us and the family. It was a story that mamash we grew up with it. Now it's, we were a part of this story. You know, I don't think that. And this I must tell you, when you have a shtreimel, so two things. You know that the shtreimel is a very, very expensive malbush. Yeah? Even a normal shtreimel, not the new ones today, you have 5,000 or 6,000 pounds also. But even a normal is also, it's a lot of money. Now this shtreimel is very important. You're keeping it in a box. Yes? Means that if you're going and you're taking the box, you need to make sure that the shtreimel is inside. Could be that you put in the box into the suitcase, but the shtreimel was somewhere else. Very important to remember this. Meister show you a younger man, a tzaddik kodosh, mamash. A oni ve'evyoin mamash, ve'tzalosoi befonov. Mamash, mamash, a choshva younger man. One day, his children, Pesach, the Galvedach, Rikoimon, and all the children together, Daddy, please, this year we want to go summer out of. We want to go away. All the friends in school, all the friends in Cheder, they're all going out for a few. They don't mean, not means to go to Schweiz, to Spain. To go someplace to change sceneries, a little bit to change. I want very much, but I can't. Yeah? I must tell you, when I was a little boy, yeah, we never went. And my mother came from London, we wasn't, yeah? The maximum what we was, that in the summer, between Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Elul, so once or twice a week we went to the Yam. We went with the autobus to the Yam in Atania. And if you want Gehenim, so this means this, wow, this was a mutchenish. In the heat, to go, I never went, even they paid me, I didn't want to go. And my father, mamash forced me, because my mother said, so, she's so gesund, and to be on the, by the air, and the nose, to dress up with all the sand, koche the case, it was again. So they asked the father, Boshet, what do I want one thing, and we want to go, I said, I don't have money. So we need to have the soon as Chatzos would have came. So the father told him, you know what, I will try. Yeah, so the children said, you know what, all together we will make a box and we will make babysitting, whoever will make now, 1 shekel, 2 shekel, everything is going into the box. That we, yeah, mamash, all the summer they collected, put them, it's the refers. Lemaise came before Tisha B'Av, I remember this. The Tishma was so sumer, and they had enough money to go to a Shabbos, not to Tzfas. Tzfas was too expensive. Near Tzfas, not the way Lir Miron is a Moshav called Ora Ganuz, and there they could afford to go for 1 Shabbos in Ora Ganuz. Wow, the Simcha from this Mishpoche. We were all, yes, we were not so, maybe we cry, we were, the whole entire family.
Entire
family. Well, mamash, we asked for such a simcha. Baruch Hashem, they went to Shabbos in this lockdown in Ora Ganuz. It was a Shabbos, gewaldig. Motzei Shabbos, the Saba and Safta, they were in Tzfas. Yeah, they want only 2 people, they want. So they said, it's mamash a shame, we are 12 minutes away from there with their bus, we will not go to visit the Zayde Bobe. Yeah, they went, so now they had the bonus. That was only Ora Ganuz. Friday night, they went by foot to Davon, by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Meron. They came back, they were mamash high, and also to see Tzfas. They never saw, they went to Tzfas. The kids said it was so nice. They want to go back. No bus anymore. So, no bus. So, Nishtoka Breire, they call a taxi. It was the first time in life they went into a taxi. The first time, mamash, mamash, they went into the taxi, and quickly, because they need to catch the last bus from Ora Ganuz to Yerushalayim. Yes, because they don't have money to stay another night. Finished, all the money was finished. They went quickly, they came there, they packed up very quick all their suitcases and coming and going to Yerushalayim. So, all the way in Yerushalayim. Thursday, it was Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul was on Shabbos, and as you know, that Yom Kippur Kotten, we're not saying on Friday, Yom Kippur Kotten, you're saying on Thursday. Friday, this young man, half an hour before Shabbos, preparing himself, and going out, dressing his Shabbos suit, and going, opening the Steinbox. Wow! Rosh time. Ooh, wow! Two things now. First, you know, if someone wears a Shtreibel on Shabbos, go without a Shtreibel on Shabbos. You look like a Tisha B'Av dig. And the most days he will bow by someone, it could be. But, you know, it, for such a poor man to lose such an expensive baggage, she's not nervous. Ooh, they started to do so. For sure we forgot it in the dira there in Oraganus. Now so quickly they called the balabos and asked him, could be that we forgot that something? Chutz milichluch lo ishartem klum. Nothing, don't worry, it's okay. So it's not there. So where could it be? Bistome by the dirins, by the Saba and Safta in Sfas, and bistome there we forgot it. No. So, we was on the phone, so they tried to call there, and so the Shabbos, they only did not the Machshove to know that it is on some place. They called them, it was from this Shabbos, was another 20 people was in this flat, and they don't know even where it is in the store. So, the Megates of Shabbos was on the phone, without God. Before Shabbos, one of the children said, why, Tati? I know it, we forgot it. When we went into the taxi, you took down the shrine, you put it in the bag, and there, vice toys. And then, oi! What happened? The Thursday before, this young man went to say Yom Kippur Kotten by the Koisel. Someone from you was already once Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul by Yom Kippur Kotten by the Koisel? No one. Yeah? Tens of thousands. Tens of thousands. It's one of the biggest days, yeah? Mamash, tens of thousands. Now try to go back with a kavechad from Koisel in such a day. You need, you know, boxes from those to get on the bus. This younger man, he was yesterday by the Koisel, and the day before this Friday, Thursday, and he went on the bus. The kid said it was such a doichag, he went down. But at least he's standing now the first one to the next autobus. As he wants to go up on the second bus, so someone, Adoni, Ichani Yavo Kiryat Sefer. He needs to come to Kiryat Sefer. Now, from all the, from down, he's a mensch. So he's answering him. So he's telling him, no, an autobus, Lekiyat Sefer. You need to take only a taxi from here, from the Kotel. So, from where do I take a taxi? So he tried to show me the Shama. Suddenly, he reminded himself that Motzei Shabbos, when they took the taxi from Oraganus, from Sfat to Oraganus, so whoever was in a taxi in the so the first thing is gives you his car. Yes? So he took a card. So he reminded himself, you know what? He took out, here you have a card, and called this person, he is a taxi driver. Oh, toda, and goes away. John is pushing himself and sitting down, and then he's laughing. What did I do? I gave him a card from a driver, which is 250 kilometers away from here. Next day, Friday, he said, wow, what did I do? I bestowed it in this taxi, and I had yesterday the card, and I gave it for this lady man. Let's go back Sunday morning, a few days before, to this Chevreman, the Nahag Monit. He's in the morning, he's opening his taxi. Oh, wow, wow, wow. He sees in the back Kov Ashkenazi. I spoke to him himself. Yeah, he called it a Kov Ashkenazi, you know how it does. What should I do with it? Ay, ay, ay. Bistomitz belongs to this family what came yesterday from Tzfas to Oraganuz. But how will I find them? You'll find them in the family. But he remembered from where he took them to where he took them. So he went first, he went in Oraganuz and knocked on the door. Why here a family? Hey, Baruch Hashem al Chukva. Yes, yeah, you have a phone number? No, no, what's an adad? They left here a mess. Said. Okay, no. So at least, but you know from Tzfas. But in Tzfas is houses, you know, with flats. He didn't know from which flat they came. Yes? So he put it, he took a petek and wrote down Matzati Kov Ashkenazi. And it could be still today on the door. Who knows what Kov Ashkenazi means? He has this shtreibel in his car all the week, and everyone comes in. Kov Ashkenazi po shachach Kov. Thursday morning, he gets a phone call. Someone wants to go as a pidyon haben in Yerushalayim. He wants to go. He's in Haifa. And he said, "Look, I to Jerusalem." I said, "You know what? But I will come back empty. You know what? I have my old, his old mother is in a home in Jerusalem. Yeah, I will take you. Where are you going? You want to the Koisel? Okay. He's going, and he's taking him to the Koisel. As he comes to the Koisel, he gets a phone call. Hello." Adoni, ata yechol lukachat oti Kiryat Sefer? Yeah, efa ata? The Bekotel. Gam ani Bekotel. Efa ata? Yeah, okay. He's saying, here, come. I'm there, waiting there. He will take him. He will take him. As he comes into the car, he's sitting there. So he knows English and he knows Ivrit. You know, I'm there. And he's asking him, Tagidli, which Meshuginer gave you my number? I'm usually 250 kilometers from here. Te ani lo yodea, jinji katam, efuhu. What did I do with wrong? The efuhu, my age. The efuhu. Bekitze, he tried to explain, Kov Ashkenazi, he didn't got it, nothing. What did he give you? Your card. Give me your card. He's standing around the card on the other side, is at 9:30, they have an appointment with Sari by a dentist in Rehov Kalfeine Sharim, this and this and this. Oh, so we know at least that on 9:30, they need to be, have a kid, sir. He took the phone number from this doctor, dentist in Kalfeine Sharim, and calls, so it's not working now, so we are closed. Only in very, very... Mickey, so call this and this number. No, it's very urgent. He needs to get rid of this Kov Ashkenazi. He calls this address, and the secretary is answering. Ke makara, doctor, no yada yesh pokova. Please tell me what exactly happened. So he's like, you know, this is only for emergency. What an emergency? It's very important. Bekitze, till she understood that from this Chevreman you're not putting down the phone. You're hearing till then. He had all the story. Okay, he know one thing, he know the initials. Yud Aleph Pei was inside on the shrine, but no. So Jesus, he told him, okay, yes, I am a Gama Goyim, but you think that I remember now who has an appointment on 9:30 on Sunday. You know what? Bring it to me, and at 9:30 I will see if someone comes. With this, I will give it to him. Sure. Go back to this young man, Shabbos, and they tried Motze Shabbos, called all the taxi companies where? You know, Haifa is big. And Sunday morning, he takes his daughter to the others. As he comes, she sees the name, Rega, 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 and take out the bag. How does this? Lo yodat meshuga echad hevi et zeh. Here you have his number, call it, take me out from this story. Sure. We grew up with this story and managed every Shabbos with the chazek till one of my daughters, she was a little girl, and she asked me, Tati, I can't understand. If any weiß Gott, dass Bochum wohnt, dass ich schon helft zum Sofis Streimel, verweitet mir nicht all the story. And I was in Deutsch, sagt man, wertelos. Ich kann nicht gerade was sagen, and we stopped to tell the story. 1.5 years ago, I went in America, I went to America to a chassene. And I had my flight back, it was in Tammuz, in afternoon. So I asked them, where is the Minche? They said, yes, 1 o'clock is the Minche in this Besmedrash. I went to this Besmedrash, 2:50, empty, only me and the Shamas. So I went over the Shamas, is there a Minche, 1 o'clock? Yo. I'm looking around, optisch kamoire, 10 past, you will be finished. They said, okay. And he said, 1 o'clock, no one was there, and 10 past was also no one there. Only me and the Shamans. I had still a few minutes till they started. So I took out the Sfasemes from the Shafir. And so I'm geöffnet auf Chanukah Tar Lamed Vov. As the same kasha as the Sfasemes on Chanukah. Frag the Sfasemes, if by the end they had enough oil, so was it always gefällt die ganze Meise? Zog des Vasemes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show to Am Yisrael how much he loves them. So he made the Choyshech, and then the Kodesh Baruch is making the light to show them the Ahave what Kodesh Baruch has to them. I understood now what happened to this younger man. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show him, I love you. How much? He made him Choyshech, he made him think, who knows what happened? And then you say, no, I didn't forget you, I love you, you have it. Reb Shazalel, for you should be Zoyche, so Kabbalah Zatoyre, mitoch Simche, and mitoch Ahave, ve'gilipon, ne'biz Mashiach, b'meir, 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 b'meir,